This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, the sounds of football. The sounds of football on FM, no less. 104.3 FM, WQAM, Miami Sports Leader. Football tonight. How long have we waited? When was the Super Bowl? February what? Do we have any idea? Was it February?
It was February.
Let's just say it was February. What is it now?
There's been 207 days.
Huh? What?
207 days since Super Bowl LIX. Isn't that 54?
Licks.
Was played on February 9th. 207 days is what we have waited.
Holy mackerel. I mean, here we are. We're going to be football intensive today. We've got Gino Toretta today. We've got Don Bailey Jr. today. We've got Rob Pizzola with hopefully some winners starting with tonight's game. I mean, we are in it to win it. Football season begins. Football Talk on WQAM is sponsored by Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy week one matchup between Miami and Indianapolis, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Crowder will be joining us. He is caught in traffic. I'm assuming he's out of town. Because why would he be caught in traffic in Davie?
I don't know. I can't keep up, man. I don't know how he does it every day. Like I can't.
I know
keep
he's
up.
In a different location every day. He never seems to know when he's traveling. It always seems to catch him off guard, right. Even though he's always where he needs to be. But he texted us. He's like, "Yeah, I'm caught in traffic. I'll be 30 minutes late." And I can't imagine there's a big traffic jam in Davie.
Also, correct me if I'm wrong. You've been doing this now 11 years, right? This is year number 11.
At QAM? Is it? Yeah, 11, yeah.
Yeah. Pretty sure the show's always started at 2 p.m.
Always started at 2. You can always kind of figure out, you know, using Waze or Google Maps. Like, it's pretty easy to find out, you know, if you're going to be running into some significant traffic. I had to take a sip of my coffee there. What a appetizer for the football tonight, this RFK hearing. Anyway, let me give you your Miami football report. Miami football reports on QAM are sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. MDCPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs, day or evening, hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today. So just a little housekeeping, if you will, for the Dolphins game on Sunday. I know you went over some of this the other day, but the game is on CBS. Mm-hmm. It's Andrew Catalan, Charles Davis, and Jason McCourty as your broadcast team. If you want to stream it, I just told you, Paramount Plus, also NFL Plus, NFL Sunday Ticket, YouTube TV, and Fubo. I only bring this up because it's getting confusing. Things are getting a little cutesy. Here's my greater issue with this. And by the way, the game will be on in six NFL markets. This is very important to me because I'm taking my son back to school in Tampa this weekend, and it is on in Tampa, the Dolphins game. So I don't have to start going through all the hoo-ha of trying to figure out where I'm going to get it. Colts Dolphins will be seen in Indianapolis, Miami, Jacksonville, Tampa, and Nashville. I don't know why Nashville, but Nashville gets the Dolphins Colts game. Here's my problem. So last night, final night without football. I mean, we got football pretty much every night. Pretty much every night. And then the Panthers are underway next month. The NBA is underway next month. I saw a great tweet. Just said, wait a second. The NBA isn't Kawhi Leonard's no-show job? He's got another? So last night, one of the final few nights, I wanted to watch the new show on Peacock, The Paper. This is like The Office, made by the people from The Office. Oscar's in it, but it's essentially The Office, but at a small newspaper, you know, a local newspaper. But it doesn't come out till tonight, I believe, or today. I think it drops today. But today I got football. So last night, I have every streaming service there is. I've got everything. All I wanted to watch was Mystery Diagnosis, one of my favorite shows. I don't think they've made a new episode of Mystery Diagnosis since 2018, but I love it. These people, they go to their doctor, something's wrong. The doctor can never figure it out. And, you know, 8 years later, they have the weirdest symptoms. No one ever, you know, pays them any mind. I'm always fascinated by this stuff. These people who suffer with ailments for years, and then someone figures out, and it's a very rare something. Want to watch Mystery Diagnosis? Nothing. No streaming service. Couldn't get it. Couldn't watch it. How is it possible in 2025 that you can't find a series anywhere?
There were a few episodes on YouTube.
There were a few episodes, like full episodes uploaded to YouTube.
People uploaded them, right.
I'm not watching Donnie Johnson's upload. Like, something's up with that. Why this guy took the time to upload an entire episode of Mystery Diagnosis? I'm not falling into that hackery. In fact, I looked online. Where can I watch Mystery Diagnosis? And it's like a Philo, Philo. I can watch it on Philo. Philo? What the hell's Philo? Yeah, Manny J documentaries. Philo. Philo.
Philo. See, that's what's happening, though. Like, there's more streaming services.
Like, I got to get Philo now for Mystery Diagnosis? In the meantime, it's on the channel, like on my DirecTV stream. It's on, like, you know, medical whatever. It feels like 24 hours a day, except the one night I wanted to watch it.
Crazy. I had a similar experience. I don't know, but I had a similar experience last night, Hawk. No joke. My fiance and I are sitting on the couch. We're watching a movie. We just happened to be watching. She was watching Grease on ABC Family or Freeform.
Lori's favorite movie of all time.
Love Grease. So we're watching Grease. It ends. We catch the half end of it while we're eating dinner. Some movie starts with Jennifer Lawrence. I've never heard of it. Don't even know the name of it. And we're just watching it. And we found the first, I don't know, like 30 minutes funny. So we're like, all right, let's watch this upstairs. We'll go up. And I'm like, yeah, it'll be on Netflix or something. No problem. So we go upstairs, and I start looking up Jennifer Lawrence movie. I find the movie. It's called No Hard Feelings. It's like a little cute movie. It was pretty stupid, actually. But we were committed. I want to watch this show. It's not on Netflix anymore. It's off of Netflix.
Well, what were you watching it on?
On Freeform, on ABC. I think it's Freeform, ABC Family. Is that what it is now? Freeform?
Yeah, it's Freeform.
Freeform? What's going on here?
But there's commercials. So I told her, like, what are we doing? We'll do
I love watching commercials.
Yeah, I know. You're weird. You're the only person in the world that
likes
it.
You see what the commercials are for Red Zone Channel?
Yeah, too much. It's too many.
I mean, you were crazy yesterday. Oh, I can't even watch Red Zone. Too many commercials. 4 15-second commercials over 7 hours with half the screen remaining on Red Zone Channel.
They're going to cut right into one of those 15-second commercials. The second Tua Tagovailoa is throwing a touchdown pass to Tyreek Hill.
Better hope
one.
They cut into Riley Patterson missing a field goal. 4 15-second commercials over 7 hours. And Solana, he was crying yesterday on the show. I can't watch it anymore.
So I find that this movie, this incredibly mediocre movie, is on Disney Plus, but we're committed now. So I open up the Disney Plus app, type in my brother's credentials. I don't pay for Disney Plus. Steal it from my brother. Well, guess what? It's on Disney Plus, but only if you have the Hulu subscription. You have to have the bundle. So now right. I'm like, well, I don't have the bundle.
It's crazy.
But guess what, Hawk? My sister has a Hulu subscription. So now I go to Hulu. I type in the Hulu. But you can't watch it on Hulu either. You need the bundle to watch this movie. You have to unlock it with the bundle. And I'm like, wait. So it's on Disney Plus. It's on Hulu. But I need both to watch this movie. I can't just watch it on one. I need both. What are we doing?
Also, hey. When I click keep me signed in, I mean it. I got more QR codes popping up at me. I don't know what to do with. I said keep me signed in. I didn't say for 24 hours, 48 hours. Keep me signed in till I die, Disney Bundle. Disney Bundle, if you're listening, keep me signed in till I am 6 feet under the ground. And to be quite honest, keep me signed in then. The biggest fraud ever perpetrated on humanity is keep me signed in.
Crazy. The ESPN app does the same thing. I want to tune in every Monday. I want to watch Boomer.
Unbelievable.
I want to watch Booger. I want to watch the U.S. Open. Every time I open up the ESPN app, sitting on my bed with my Apple TV, guess what? Oh, I have to cross the room now, scan this QR code, and then it never, you know, you have to type in the digits. It never syncs the digits.
ESPN is the worst. Ugh. All I want to do is watch the FAU broadcast on the weekend. I just watched it the week before. Why are you asking me again? It's like a girl at the club. She pretends like she doesn't know me. You know me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Fantasy football reports on WQAM are sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's Handmade Vodka is America's favorite vodka for a reason. Distilled 6 times till it's just right, Tito's is known for great vodka, giving back, and doing good for dogs. Distilled and bottled by Fifth Generation Inc., Austin, Texas, 40% alcohol by volume. Savor responsibly. If you're a fantasy football player, Omar Kelly had tweeted out, so did a whole bunch of writers, to all fantasy football fans, Dolphins tailback Devon Achane wants you to know he's 100% healthy and ready to roll in the season opener.
Big news. Very big news.
If you were thinking about sit or start, Devon Achane, good to go. Let's get headlines here. Headlines for the 2 o'clock hour, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's priced like they lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one.
We had our fantasy football draft last night, the WQAM Odyssey fantasy football draft talk, just because you brought it up. And the ESPN system, it puts together like a power rankings of the draft, what their algorithm considers to be the best drafts of the league. And do you want to know who the bottom two were, according to the ESPN system?
I mean, go ahead.
The two boobs on this show, me and Jimmy. I'm 9th, Jimmy's 10th. We had the two worst drafts, according to the Odyssey. I do. I don't draft the way other people draft. I have my own
because the computer pretty much tells you who's the best next available.
Yeah, but does the computer really know ball? I don't think so. I have my own scheme. I'm like Bill Belichick going into that first game.
This might not be the best week to say I'm like Bill Belichick.
Yeah. And Jimmy's doing his post-game press conference with balloons behind him.
Jimmy, what happened?
I don't know. I thought I drafted great.
Yeah.
You know what they say? If you can't find the mark at the table, you're the mark.
Eagles, Cowboys tonight, ladies and gentlemen, 8:20 p.m. on NBC.
Can't wait.
How was your last sleep before football? Mine sucked, which is
really
antsy. Yeah, yeah, mine was mediocre sleep. I was antsy, very antsy for today.
I'm ready to roll. I think tonight, Lori and I are going to go to Tucker Duke's for a pre-game Hockman burger.
Nice.
Because we're going this weekend, DJ's ready to return to school. You know, he's rehabbing from his ACL injury.
Right.
So we were going to go up there this weekend, going to hang out in Tampa for a while, make sure he's good to go. So I'm like, when am I going to get a chance to get that Hockman burger? I don't know if you saw it on Twitter today, but man, thing looks so good. I'm going to Tucker Duke's tonight. Can do a little pregame Hockman burger. Sit down, watch me some Eagles Cowboys.
Yeah.
I mean, we're so back. We are so back.
I'm ready to lose money tonight, baby. Let's go. The spread has gone up, man. Eagles are 8.5 point
favorites. Everyone's on the Eagles. Everyone. You're the only one on the Cowboys.
I'm the only one on the Cowboys. Cowboys money line is plus 350. I'm not throwing a ton of money at that, but I am throwing a ton of money at Cowboys to cover 8.5. I'm going to wait it out a little bit to see if I can get 9. I doubt it gets to 9, though. 9 would be crazy, right? 9-point favorites, week one, a division rival.
Yeah, but it's seemingly a Dallas team in disarray. Eagles coming off a Super Bowl. Like, I mean, it kind of adds up to a double-digit dog. But, man, I just feel like it's a sucker's bet. But I don't know if I can pull the trigger on Dallas plus the points.
Crazy, man. I don't understand how people are that down on Dallas. A couple other NFL notes.
Amari Cooper. How does Hawk not weigh 230 pounds? And give me till the end of football season.
Amari Cooper has officially retired. I believe Jimmy drafted him last night. So
no, I did not. I did not draft Amari Cooper.
Yeah, Jimmy drafted Amari Cooper and then RFK 1 and 2.
We also found out from Adam Schefter, this was wildly interesting. The Eagles, according to Schefter, made a, quote, strong play from Micah Parsons over the summer, but the Cowboys had no interest. Makes a lot of sense in the world. Yeah. Yeah. But could you imagine today, had that trade gone through, Micah Parsons suiting up week one to open up?
Like, it's not already great enough as it is just because football's back. Imagine it's Micah Parsons.
Los Marlins are off today, ladies and gentlemen, by the way. So there's no Marlins action. They're back at it tomorrow. They're going to be back at Lone Depot Park. Today, we are going to get another Dolphins injury report. But there were some, notes from practice today. Darren Waller, according to several media members who were in attendance, not spotted in the practice portion that's open to the media. Maybe he did practice.
Yesterday,
we'll
on the injury report, he was listed with a hip. That's the first time we've heard that.
Yeah, Omar Kelly, pointed that out yesterday. Hip injury for Darren Waller. No bueno. And D. Eskridge, I was reading in Joe Schatz's column, was in a red non-contact jersey. So concussion. Update on the D. Eskridge news. So we'll find out more. There's going to be another injury report today, a final one tomorrow, and then we're three sleeps. Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, three sleeps away from Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, buddy.
Football, baby. Yes, sir.
Go.
All right, Hawk. Your weather, it is 88 degrees. It's rainy. It's cloudy again today. It's one of these late summer days in South Florida. That is your weather.
All right, Gino Toretta is going to join us next. He joins us on Thursdays. I believe he's in the great city of Chicago, by the way. Anyway,
taking the L
season. What's that?
He's taking the L.
He might be taking the L.
Taking the L, the elevated.
The elevated train.
I learned yesterday.
That's right. Sure. Good for you. He's going to be in Ames, Iowa, Saturday for Touchdown Radio. That'll be our second guest this week. Who will be in Ames, Iowa this Saturday, because Brady Quinn will be there as well for
the Iowa Sunday. State Showdown.
I keep calling it Big Noon Sunday. Isn't that funny?
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I have this fantasy, I've had this for years, of becoming obese and bedridden and just watching TV all day and having people bring me food.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Gino Toretta in one moment here. I want to talk about the Hard Rock Bet app, because we got football, Jack. We got football tonight and tomorrow night and all day Saturday and all day Sunday and Monday night. Need I go on? If you haven't downloaded the Hard Rock Bet app yet, what are you waiting for? Make today the day. If you think football season can't be any more fun, you are mistaken. It can actually be more fun, especially if you had Miami Moneyline over Notre Dame, as this guy did. I'm telling you, you got to download the Hard Rock Bet app today. Wait no longer. In fact, refer your friends to Hard Rock Bet. You'll both score a bonus bet up to $50. That's up to $50 for you and up to $50 for them. Bet together, win together, roll with us on Hard Rock Bet. Of course, there's everything. There's baseball, there's European soccer, there's anything you want to bet on is pretty much right there at your fingertips. Make sure you follow Hard Rock Bet on social media as well. They're a good follow. You'll see some of the huge tickets they pay out. So make sure you download the Hard Rock Bet app today. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Gino Toretta.
Who's not on the Hard Rock Bet commercial. I was a little disappointed. There's a lot of UM guys.
A lot of UM guys on that Hard Rock commercial. I was waiting.
You know, the most decorated cane isn't on there. I'm just saying. You know,
Let me talk to my people.
Call my agent, Mark Hockman. Get me on the commercial.
Before we talk football with Gino, I remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes merch this season is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. Gino, the Heisman Trophy winner, joins us on Thursdays. He's in Chicago right now. He's going to be in Ames, Iowa on Saturday on the call for Touchdown Radio, Iowa, Iowa State. How's Chicago, the greatest city in the country?
You know what the shocking thing is? 55 degrees this morning in Chicago.
Wow.
55. It is it might be 68 now, but yeah, I had to put a sport coat on just to stay warm. So it is glorious. No, I had some gabagool earlier though. I had the Italian sub.
Yeah.
I'm a Paulina's meat market. Went to our boy Fish's spot. They gave me the Italian.
Oh, that's good stuff, man. So did the Hurricanes, you were there, you were doing the game for Touchdown Radio. Did the Hurricanes put everyone on notice Sunday night that, hey, Carson Beck is legit. This line is legit, both sides of the line, and they've got weapons at receiver, and this team is a legit contender?
Well, I think there were some questions answered. I don't think there was a question of offensive line or defensive line. I think that, you know, we talked about it last week. That was the strength of the team. The question was going to be top six pass catchers were gone. Who's going to be the top pass catcher this year? We saw a 17-year-old kid who is just an absolute bud and star in waiting, and he ain't waiting, I mean, to come out and have that game then. And I think our secondary, you know, answered the bell. I mean, there was a lot of questions after last year, you know, where our defense didn't play that well. But defense played well, and I'm fairly certain this analyst told you heat and humidity were going to be a factor in that game. And in the third quarter, I mean, when you're busting out popsicles on the sidelines, heat and humidity, you cannot prepare for how hot it was in that game.
DBJ did tell us that. You're correct.
I will say this, Hawk. Props to the Miami fans. We always get, you know, bad press, but there was only some blue smattering up in the upper decks. I thought I was just going back to the Orange Bowl when they played Penn State and the Notre Dame fan just descended on Hard Rock. Man, the Miami fan held true. I think there was a lot of tickets maybe for sale online, but they priced them so high, they priced everybody out of the market, and they still came to the game. It was awesome to see. Best environment.
And they had a home field advantage.
Best Miami environment I've ever seen in that stadium.
Yes.
Best
when,
home field.
When Miami fans show up, that stadium, because people, oh, it's antiseptic, it's not like the Orange Bowl. When fans are there, that is a loud crowd.
One of the students, I thought one of the signs, I got a chuckle, but I thought it was kind of mean. It was like, we're going to burn you, Notre Dame. And it had pictures of the Notre Dame Cathedral over in Europe. And I'm like, oh, that's not right. Too soon.
I saw one of the students below you, Gino, must have paid $5 for an old number 13 Gino Toretta jersey.
You see that? I see it was I didn't know what to post. I was like, props to the guy wearing my jersey down there. I should have put, like, where's Waldo?
You know, is it too early from what you saw yesterday? And I know, look, there's a lot of football left to play, right? Because, I mean, Bethune is Bethune.
Definitely wasn't yesterday, by the way.
I'm sorry, Sunday.
I understand that maybe on Monday or Tuesday, but I mean, we're all the way to Thursday.
We've got USF and then the two big ones, UF and Florida State. But from what you saw in that game, is it fair to say this is the best roster Mario Cristobal has had in Miami since he got here?
Oh yeah. No, I don't think there's any question about that. I mean, you know, is Carson Beck going to be as good as Cam Ward? I mean, those are obviously huge shoes to fill just on one position basis, but based on that performance, it looks like, you know, the O-line has been the strength, the D-line, Mesidor and Bain were just absolute beasts. And then the new DC was aggressive at times and he got to him. And I think, you know, one of the other things I thought in the game, you know, we talked about the environment and the noise, the end of the game, they needed to run a 2-minute drill. And you saw a redshirt freshman quarterback making his first start on the road and he couldn't get plays off. I mean, that's home field advantage. But that's also repetition, and he doesn't have a lot of. Now, I would have had the same concern with Carson Beck because he's only practiced in the last month because of his elbow injury. He's not really taking a lot of 2-minute drill reps. So I was happy that it was on their side. They were the ones that had to come back at the end to tie or win the game. But there's no question this roster is the best that Mario's had. I mean, that's what you would expect, right? After, you know, 3-4 years of recruiting.
My fear is they've got Bethune-Cookman this Saturday. Then they've got USF.
Or if you listen to McAfee, he said Boston College, but, you know, hey, BC Bethune logo looks similar to BC and BC, which not anywhere close. But anyway, go ahead.
They've got Bethune-Cookman, then they've got Florida.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, then they've got USF.
USF.
Then they've got Florida, then they've got FSU. And I am nervous that USF game is a trap game because they're going to get past Bethune and they're going to be focused on Florida and Florida State. And that USF game could end up being textbook trap game.
I would say no, because USF beat the brakes off of Boise State, who was a ranked team.
So they won't
overlook them. And I think that there'll be enough game film where you gotta put some respect on USF. I mean, they came out and played well. I mean, and so, you know, the plus they got a couple of our alumni, Kevin Patrick, one of my old teammates, their D-line coach, Van Dyke is their secondary coach. I mean, you know, you add in that little extra incentive of coaching against your alma mater that, no, I don't think there's an opportunity for a trap game there. I think there's an opportunity that we got to keep all our guys healthy for that stretch because, you know, Florida's got a bunch of talent. USF has shown they have some talent. USF just – or FSU just manhandled Alabama at the line of scrimmage last week. So, you know, but maybe this is back to the good old days where the big three are rolling and the best one wins the national championship.
Man, would that be fun? Any concerns over Archer Manning?
That would be awesome. He had a bad game. You know, I think
– don't put too much weight on one game.
I don't. I mean, I look at it like this. I think that obviously he's on the road. Any other quarterback, you go on the road, they're very conservative. Heck, look at the Miami-Notre Dame game. At some point in the second half, I said, Notre Dame has picked a young redshirt freshman quarterback. Okay, that's your guy. That's your situation, right? At some point in time, you have to let him throw the ball past the line of scrimmage. Like, you can't just keep throwing sideways crap over and over again and expect huge results downfield. And I think Miami got conservative as well, you know, Beck didn't make any mistakes. I think, you know, they were on the road. They were conservative. They didn't want him to make mistakes. He made one mistake. Did he pressure himself? Yeah, but let's be honest. No, Ohio State won the national championship last year. They're pretty damn good. And, you know, I think chalk it up to a bad game. And listen, last year, Northern Illinois beat Notre Dame in week two. Is there going to be a team that laid an egg in week one that makes the playoffs? Probably, you know. So, you know, it is what it is. You move on. I mean, all I can go on, the head coaches everywhere in college football are paid a lot of money, and they are not going to trot some guy out there in a starting position, especially quarterback, if they don't think that guy can win games for them or gives them the best chance to win games, right?
One other before we're out of time here, speaking of head coaches making a lot of money, Bill Belichick, we all watched his debut. It was a great first drive, and then the wheels kind of came off there. Is that concerning if you're UNC? Like, and again, I'm talking about administrators and those who brought him there, because you could see him not wanting to put up with that kind of performance for very long, and I don't see how there's an alternative to putting up with something other than that, because that's your talent level.
Yeah, well, I would say this. The concerning thing for North Carolina, and I think you hear me say it, you hear Channing say it, it comes down ultimately to the Jimmies and the Joes between the white lines. And you can have a great scheme, and I'm sure Bill Belichick had a great scheme, but when you ain't got the dudes out there, you know, that are great players, that's going to happen like it did. And it was what I thought, man, TCU looked like they were a gear faster. It looked like a different level of football to me watching that game. And if I was a North Carolina fan, I would be very concerned, not because of who the coach is, but because of the 100 guys on scholarship that need to be revamped.
All right, Gino Toretta. He's got Iowa, Iowa State on Touchdown Radio on Saturday. And he will. So when are you leaving Chicago today?
I am flying to Des Moines tomorrow morning. And Des Moines is about 40 minutes south of...
Guy like you fly private?
What's that?
Guy like you fly private?
I don't fly private because I own the company, but I fly a little bit better than Lee Corso, apparently, who's flying Southwest Airlines. I mean, the guy's 90 years old in his last episode, and ESPN can't send a private jet for the last freaking show.
Isn't it? Corso? Like, that seemed like, what are you doing there? Like,
that's that. I mean, like, I would have been embarrassed when that the gate agent posted that. If you're ESPN or ABC or Bob Iger, you know, the CEO, I'm like, come on, dude. The guy's 90 years old. Take care of him. It's his last episode.
How about Belichick doing the post-game press conference instead of in front of some Party City balloons? Did you see that?
No, I didn't see it.
Oh, I gotta tweet you this.
I saw a couple of things posted where his girlfriend, I don't know what the hell she's walking around in, attire or shoes, but like it didn't look like it was a very comfortable pair of Air Jordans or something 100%. Like that. It was like, I'm like, dude, you're at a football game.
Yeah.
Put a pair of tennis shoes on and walk around. It looked like she couldn't even walk in the shoes.
Wait till I send you Belichick speaking at the postgame press conference. For whatever reason, they decided a balloon display was appropriate because it was a festive, you know, opening night of football under the Bill Belichick era. And it looks ridiculous. And they were saying, like, hey, maybe on the 41st unanswered point, someone should think to take the balloons down before Belichick goes to the podium, but I'm going to text that dude.
I got something. I'm sure you saw it. I don't know. My buddy sent me. I'm not on Facebook. It was some cartoon of Michael Jordan and Bill Belichick, and there was a hot tub involved or something like that. And I was like,
I mean, man, talk about star power, though. You can bring out
the internet. The internet is undefeated, dude. You can't win.
You ain't lying. You ain't lying. All right, Gino. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, see you guys.
There you go. Gino Toretta, Heisman Trophy winner from Touchdown Radio.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
It's a chain thing. You wouldn't understand.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.